This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Jonathan Schanzer, the Vice President of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, about Hamas, the numbers. The report is 15,000 KIA. Question is, what about the rest? Jonathan fills in the other parts, the wounded and what's left and where they are and what they're capable of. This is the remains of the Hamas army that one time believed it could withstand the assault of the IDF, a mechanized force, as Jonathan says. Numbers, just numbers. The road ahead, however, is going to consider very heavily the price that Hamas paid for its outrage. Jonathan Schanzer, FTD, what's left in Gaza of the Hamas army? More of this later.
Yes, and on top of that, we understand that there's been about, maybe around 10,000 injured, which leaves about 5,000 of the original fighting force, plus whatever numbers of recruits that Hamas has been able to bring into the system since 10/7. But of course, those fighters are not getting out in order to be able to train in places like Iran or Turkey or Malaysia. So they don't have the same abilities as the original fighting force. So what we're looking at here is an army that has been degraded. It appears more and more like a ragtag force that is putting up a fight, but really has, I think, very little chance against a mechanized army like that of the IDF.